Hey, listener, ever feel like your business software is, well, a little prehistoric?
Stuck in the Stone Age.
Exactly. Today, we're tackling a revolution in business management, composable ERP.
That's a pretty big deal.
We're saying goodbye to those clunky ERP systems and hello to a custom-built future.
Think Lego blocks, but for building the perfect software setup.
We've got this tech blog, and it breaks down this whole shift to composable ERP. It's not just hype, though.
Definitely not.
We're going to unpack why this is happening now, what it means for businesses, and why you should actually care.
Because the truth is, those old-school ERP systems, they just can't keep up with how fast business moves today.
It's like trying to navigate a new city with an outdated map.
Exactly.
So before we get too far, let's define composable ERP just so we're all on the same page.
Imagine building your dream house. You wouldn't want some generic prefab model, right?
Definitely not.
You'd want to pick and choose everything to fit your vision. That's basically composable ERP.
Okay, so instead of one massive software, you're curating the best parts for each function.
Exactly. You're choosing the modules you need for finance, HR, whatever, and connecting them seamlessly.
And this whole plug-and-play thing, that's the big difference from traditional ERP, right?
Absolutely. It's like comparing a custom-built computer to some clunky old machine.
No contest.
You just can't get the same power or flexibility.
And in business today, agility is everything. Speaking of which, let's talk about the downsides of those old-school ERPs. What are the biggest pain points?
Flexibility is a big one. Upgrading a traditional ERP, it's a nightmare.
Like renovating that prefab house we talked about.
You got it.
You're talking major construction, right? Ripping out walls, rewiring the whole thing just to add on.
Exactly. It's a huge disruption, super expensive, and it takes forever. And then there's the customization problem.
Because everyone wants to make those big systems fit their own way of doing things.
Right. But it often creates even more problems.
Trying to fit a square peg in a round hole might work, but it's not pretty.
Exactly. That's how you end up with technical debt. The system gets so cobbled together, so weighed down with these customizations, that it just becomes a burden.
Yeah, I've seen that happen. Companies get stuck with these outdated systems, and the technical debt just strangles their growth.
It's a huge roadblock to innovation. And in today's world, if you're not innovating, you're falling behind.
So it seems like these old ERP systems are struggling to keep up. What's next? Where do we go from here?
That's where this whole composable ERP thing gets really interesting. Gartner, their big research firm, they see it as the future of business software.
So not just a fad, this is a real shift.
A fundamental shift. It's about building systems that can adapt and stay ahead of the curve. Imagine, like, a modular phone.
Interesting.
You can upgrade the camera, the processor, whatever you need without replacing the whole phone.
That's a great analogy. So instead of this fixed system, you can constantly evolve and improve. What are some of the advantages of going composable?
Well, first off, you get to handpick the best modules for what you need, like assembling an all-star team, but for software.
So you're not stuck with whatever your ERP provider happens to offer, even if it's not that great.
Exactly. Let's say you need a killer CRM system, but your current ERP CRM is, well, lacking. With a composable system, no problem. You just integrate a best-in-class CRM from another vendor.
You're free to choose what works, no compromises.
Exactly. And this flexibility, it doesn't stop at the initial setup. As your business changes, grows, you can easily adapt, add modules, swap them out.
It's like future-proofing your business, at least on the software side. Scale up, scale down, whatever you need.
Exactly. And since each module functions on its own, you have more resilience too. If one part has an issue, it doesn't take down the whole system.
Built-in safety net.
Right. You isolate the problem and fix it without disrupting everything else.
Yeah.
And let's not forget about the cost savings.
Oh, yeah. That's always a good thing.
With traditional ERP, you often end up paying for a ton of stuff you don't even use. But with composable ERP, you only pay for what you need, which can really add up to big savings over time.
So we're talking flexibility, resilience, and cost savings. Pretty compelling arguments for composable ERP. Are there any companies actually doing this, putting it into practice?
Oh yeah, definitely. One company that's leading the way is Attendo. They have this whole suite of modules you can seamlessly integrate to create a custom ERP tailor-made for your business.
Attendo, that's interesting. What makes them stand out in the composable ERP space?
It's not just about offering modularity. They're incorporating some really cutting-edge stuff into their platform, like AI.
AI and ERP, how does that even work?
Think about it. Imagine an AI assistant helping you manage your inventory. It analyzes your data, predicts future demand, maybe even automates purchase orders for you.
So you always have the right amount of stock without any of the guesswork.
Exactly. And that's just one example. Itendo uses AI for all sorts of things, like predicting maintenance needs, detecting fraud, even creating super personalized customer experiences.
It's like AI is the glue that holds everything together.
Yeah, exactly. It's about giving businesses the power of data and automating those everyday tasks so you can focus on the big picture.
Really smart. So as we're wrapping up our deep dive here on composable ERP, what are the key takeaways for our listeners?
I think the biggest thing to remember is this isn't just a tech upgrade, you know?
Yeah.
It's a whole new way of thinking about how businesses can use technology to thrive, especially in this environment where everything's always changing.
Right, because the old way of doing things, but those massive systems that are hard to change.
Yeah, those just don't cut it anymore.
You got to be agile. You got to be able to adapt. And this is how you build a system that actually works the way you need it to.
Absolutely. If you're feeling stuck with your current setup, or if you're just starting to think about how to improve things, now's a good time to really explore composable ERP. See what it's all about.
And if you're looking for a company that's leading the charge, Itendo is definitely worth checking out.
For sure. They're a great example of how this modular approach, especially when you add in AI and all that, can totally change how a business operates.
Well, listener, that's a wrap on our look at composable ERP. But before we go, one last thought. What if you could just hit the reset button on your business processes?
Start from scratch.
Yeah. No more limitations from those old systems or outdated ways of thinking.
It's a really interesting question. What would your ideal setup look like?
What could you achieve if you had a system that was as flexible and adaptable as you are?
Something to think about.
That's it for a deep dive into composable ERP. Hopefully you found it helpful, maybe even a little inspiring. Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and we'll see you in the next episode.